Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report. I'm Charles Firth, and today we've got Dom Knight and Andrew Hansen.
Hello there, Charles Firth and Dominic Knight.
Anyway, I wanted to tell you about something that happened last weekend to me.
Oh, it's the Charles Firth Weekend Podcast. No one's impersonating this one, I don't think. But I do enjoy them.
No, which is, I admit...
He says, I admit, and then he collapses in a fit of guilty coughing.
Well, it was the dementia, and now as the lungs are collapsing, it's all falling
it's not,
apart.
It's not COVID. It's because just before I started this podcast, I bought some wasabi-flavoured peas, right? And the woman at the store actually said, oh, be careful of those. I personally eat these, and you'll need water if you eat
clearly.
Them.
What are you doing? Like, this is a vocal medium, Charles. Yeah. Why would you rock up to a podcast, a recording session, armed with a packet of wasabi peas?
I think it's a great idea. It makes it more interesting. It raises the stakes.
Stakes, yeah.
Like, normally, Charles sometimes takes a while to finish a sentence and there's ums and ahs and distractions. Mm. He hasn't generally physically suffered. It's more the listeners that suffer when Charles can't get to the end of a sentence. But I like the jeopardy in you eating something very, very full on.
Should I have another one? They're very Moorish.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you're supposed to have manuka honey or something like that before you do a voice thing.
They're wasabi-flavoured peas. They don't contain wasabi.
They do. They're the only peas I've ever eaten like these that actually contain wasabi. Admittedly... Really? 0.3% wasabi, but you know that's better than most.
Do they contain peas?
No, I doubt it. I don't know what these green things are. They're probably just mold, aren't they?
Stop eating these dangerous snacks.
So Charles has a mildly inconvenient snack. Was that the highlight of your weekend? Is that what the podcast's about?
No.
Okay.
No, and look, I just want to preface this by saying this does not reflect well on me. I know that this is not going to make me likable. It's not going to raise my Q scores.
Andrew, having known Charles for a very long time, and in your case, having lived with Charles, did you expect that a story about Charles the Weekend would make him likable? Are you shocked to hear that this may happen?
I've never spent a weekend with you, Charles, after which I thought, gee, you were likable. No, that's never happened. So nothing's changed, but this is just the latest installment.
So the thing is... And, you know, long-time listeners may remember this, which is I hate dogs, right? I don't like dogs. Yes, yes. I know that doesn't make me likable.
It doesn't make you likable at all. It makes you very unlikable.
But it's because I got mauled by two big black dogs when I was about 4 years old.
Did you have to say black? Was that relevant to the story?
Well, yeah. They were terrifyingly huge.
Okay.
No, and they mauled me. Like all the other kids ran to the other side of the street and left me to sort of run away. The dogs thought that I was playing or something like that and just bowled me over and started scratching me. It was horrific.
Well, that's not mauling. They were playing with you. And that's a reason to dislike kids.
Well, I mean, playing with him or toying with their food. It's hard to tell sometimes.
Exactly.
But presumably, Charles, you didn't run away. You said to them, I've got a business proposition for you and tried to pitch them on a company.
No, look, I'm not going to let you derail this derailed anecdote.
All right.
So anyway, my kids now want a dog. I don't want to appear unlikable to my kids. And I also don't want to pass on my childhood trauma to the next generation.
Are you doing well on that so far?
No, I'm creating a whole lot of new childhood trauma for them. Yeah. So I have been going along with this.
With the dog plan.
But you know how, like, when you're a parent, you're sort of in charge of the momentum and inertia of these plans that your kids have. And so it's, oh, yes, yes, yes. Well, you know, one day we'll get a dog. Yes, yes, yes.
In the distant future,
as soon as you've all got university degrees, that'll be the perfect time to get a dog. You know? And anyway, but it's sort of coming to a head because it's sort of like, oh, well, you know, after the lockdowns are all over, maybe that, you know, like I think we just sort of were a little bit too specific in our afters a few years ago. And it's now getting to the point where we really have to start looking at dogs, right? So my 11-year-old, whose birthday is coming up, said, you know, let's go and look at some dogs. You know, there's a pet store out in the Hills District near where you grew up, Andrew Hansen.
Yes, I did, yes. Yes, there are pet stores near where I grew up. Yes. Yes, very and exotic place.
So he goes, why don't we go out there and we'll look at the dogs and they'll just be all very cute and everything like that. So I go, yes, and he goes, why don't we catch public transport? Because then it'll take longer, right?
Which is always the aim.
Yes. No, but this is not an unrecent thing. Like for the last few months, every time we go out, Angus says, well, whatever the longest way is, let's go on that route.
Because he doesn't like being at home with you. No, that's actually understandable.
Does he go without you? Is that the thing? You stay home?
No, he goes on
his own.
We went to a concert the other night. And by far the fastest way would have been to just catch a ferry. But instead we caught a light rail, a little ferry, another ferry, and then got there about an hour and a half later.
You are the only family in the history of public transport in Australia that wanted it to take longer.
I know, exactly. Well, this is the thing, right? So we start our adventure. It is like 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. We set out and I go, well, actually the trains in Sydney are on strike at the moment. You can get anywhere by train for free in this thing. So I look up, I make sure there's no track work on the trains, right, this weekend. So there's not an anecdote about this.
This is the apology weekend, is it?
No, this is not the apology weekend. This is the strike weekend where they've just opened all the ticket gates and you can just go in. It's illegal, fantastic, but you just do it anyway, right? And then it's good to support the workers, not to get cheap fare. Anyway, we hop on this bus to get out to Kellyville, right? 2.5 hours later, we arrive in Kellyville. The fucking bus took 2.5 hours.
It's like a holiday. It's like you may as well have gone to the snow.
I asked the staff woman as we were hopping on, I said, how long will it take to get to Kellyville? She said, a bit more than half an hour.
Well, she wasn't wrong.
2.5 hours.
Two and a fucking half hours. That was my entire fucking weekend was spent on a fucking bus.
Well, to be fair, really...
To get a dog that I don't even want.
But, Charles, you really delivered what your child wanted, which was the longest possible public transport. Yes, I wouldn't have thought you could spend 2.5 hours on any form of transport and still be in the city of Sydney. That's getting up to Greater Newcastle, 2.5 hours.
It's because it had to go via every stop. And I'll tell you what is really interesting about the Hills District.
There's no second half of that statement.
No, is like the number of mega churches we passed.
Oh, yeah.
They're like these Westfields, and there were just people spilling out because it was Sunday morning into these large gatherings.
Did you see Scott Morrison there praying for his future?
Oh, I don't think. I think he was sticking to the. Well, he was probably
the pastor.
He was probably the pastor. He appointed himself.
Probably the dog. You probably adopt the dog and discover it's him.
Anyway,
another role that he's adopted.
We get to this pet store, amazing pet store, like best pet store in Australia. They then say, "Oh, if you want to pat the pets, you've got to wait for 40 minutes. You've got to sanitize your hands and then not touch anything for 40 minutes.
Wow.
And then we'll come and...
What? Really? Is that because they suspect you of having monkeypox or something?
It's because the pets are not vaccinated.
Right.
And so they don't want to get them, you know...
Okay, so hang on. Infected. So to summarize, the bus took a very long time. Yeah. Patting the pets took a very long time. Yeah. I reckon Scott Morrison was in both of those jobs. He was driving the bus and then he ran the pet store and there was no vaccine.
Yeah.
It all fits.
Yes,
there was a very long delay. Yeah.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So Angus falls in love with this, you know, little dash hound, right? Which are the most impractical dogs in the world. Like, if you want a dog, get a dog that you can't, like, they went, oh, if you accidentally, you know, do anything to it, it will break its spine, right? Like, they are the worst dogs in existence. So it's usually like, oh, yeah, if they jump, they die, right?
What? Like, so are you saying dachshunds can't jump without it being fatal?
Yeah, well, this was a miniature dachshund. And so not only do you have to buy the dog, but you have to buy ramps for your bed and your couch.
Ramps!
And and you got to gate off any stairs because they can't go upstairs because that'll also break their back.
I mean, I can't work out whether this is ridiculous or incredibly pitiable. Why did we breed a dog that can't leap in any way?
I will tell you why they breed these dogs. Because they go for fucking $3,500. What the fuck? Cost?
For a little dachshund who can't jump.
What's the warranty on them? I mean, you'd really want, they'd be a very high, actually, can you bring them back if the spine breaks?
They've got a 3-year warranty. That's honestly
true. No, they do. They have a 3-year manufacturer's warranty.
It's like, no, it's called a genetic warranty.
So if there's any register.
Genetic defects in the first 3 years, they cover the cost.
It'd be good if your kid had that, wouldn't it?
In the hospital. Take it back to the ward. Take it back to the nurse.
Wow. So, but then the genius, I suppose, Charles, is that because you went on public transport that took a very long time, there's no possible way, particularly with such a fragile dog, you couldn't possibly take it home.
You couldn't put it on a... No, because the buses are all, like, bumpy and everything like that. They would have...
There's
it would
no
have
ramps.
Destroyed the dog. Yeah, no. Oh. So no. So luckily we didn't get a dog. Although we did as we were leaving, Angus was very disappointed.
But a day out with Daddy, his expectations surely were in line with that.
They were selling mice for $19.95. Right? And guess how long the warranty on the mice are?
For I reckon between the shop and the car.
A mouse warranty.
Once you get through the mouse car, warranty. That's it. Two weeks, right? So they said, you know.
That's a week warranty. You should go to Choice, but that's a disgrace. That's not long enough. Is there an optional 3-week warranty? Like an extra $600?
Yeah. That's actually more than I thought. I thought it would be like 24 hours because the mice that we had as children, it wasn't long after we got them until cannibalism broke out, right? There was a mice that was called Nibbles. My brother called the mouse Nibbles.
Oh, aptly and named.
As the tail became shorter and shorter, we realised it was more like nibbled.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
no, the tail was seen as a delicious canapé by the other mouse.
But I thought the interesting thing was that with the mice warranty for the $20 mouse, I can't remember the phrasing, but it was like, we'll give you back your money if it sort of has a genetic defect within that 2 weeks, but we won't fix it, right? perform open heart surgery on this mouse to fix it. I think they're just chucking
it in the bin. I thought it was supposed to be repair or replace generally in these situations.
Oh, okay. All right.
You get a replacement mouse.
New for old. I mean, surely that's just what they feed the cats.
Yeah,
the genetic quarantine and defective mice.
Well, not a 1995 a pop, they wouldn't.
That's true.
Might as well feed them cat caviar.
So where are you at with this? So you don't want to get a dog.
So I don't know. I want to put a bit of a call out to listeners, which is if you've got some sort of dog that you don't like, you want to get rid of, I don't want to pay $3,500. I was thinking like maybe $100 or something, would be fair? Like,
I mean,
$50?
We have a dog. And I got to say, the value proposition on the dog is becoming a bit problematic. I mean, not only does a...
Well, this is the dog that cost you like $12,000 or something because it ate a grape. It ate a grape.
That's true.
Have you heard about
that's
this?
True of any dog.
Oh, yeah, no, you should never feed a grape to a dog.
Well, no, but...
When you have a toddler.
She fed a grape to the dog, and then about a week later, she fed another fucking
happened
grape.
Happened twice in a week. We had to get the stomach pumped both times. It was expensive. But this dog now he's lost the ability to control his wee. So there's wee all over the place now. You got to walk him several times a day. And he's, despite being basically a senior citizen, he's still incredibly aggressive at any other dog. Now, the area where Charles and I live, our suburb, because we're neighbours, has more dogs than you can possibly imagine. Like, you walk down the street and every 10 metres or so, you have to say, sorry, I'm so sorry, he's a rescue. And frankly, his personality is horrible. So, Charles, if you wanted a dog, I could perhaps arrange for you to take ours. He's not going to live for that long.
Oh, that's
and they're good. Not going to be great years.
That suits me. That's fine. That's good.
And I'm not giving you any warranty for his spine, but he can jump. So that's good.
Well, that's a huge bonus.
I mean, he's basically a little sociopath.
And does he eat wasabi peas?
Well, don't give him wasabi grapes that much.
Yeah,
I can
that's
tell you.
True. Yeah, well, look, I'll keep you informed because I know you're waiting with bated breath.
Contact Charles on social media if you have a solution. Yeah. In particular, Charles, you probably prefer to be paid $3,000 to take the dog.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I think that's what people should offer me. But just and this is apropos of nothing to do with dogs. I've just discovered that I obviously had some wasabi pea on my finger, and I've rubbed my eye, and my eye is now killing me. So also don't do that as well.
This has been a very cautionary podcast. There's nothing in this entire story that I would have liked to have done.
Our gear is from Road. Oh, God, these peas. Our gear is from Road.
He's still struggling with peas. Why is the credits guy eating the peas?
We're part of the Acast Creator Network. Catch you tomorrow.
Don't give Charles your dog.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.